Our text today is found in Esther chapter 8, beginning at verse 1 down through verse 10. Follow along in your Bible if it's possible for you to do so. On that day did the king Ahasuerus give the house of Haman, the Jew's enemy, unto Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told him what he was unto her. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it unto Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. And Esther spake yet again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and besought him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite, and his device that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king, and said, If it please the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and the thing seem right before the king, and I be pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews, which are in all the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see this evil that shall come unto my people, and how can I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? Then the king Ahasuerus said unto Esther the queen, and to Mordecai the Jew, Behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and they have hanged him upon the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Write ye also for the Jews, as it liketh you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring. For the writing which is written in the king's name, and sealed with the king's ring, may no man reverse. Then were the king's scribes called at that time into the third month, that is the month Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof, and it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and the deputies and rulers of the provinces, which are from India unto Ethiopia, 127 provinces, unto every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, and to the Jews according to the writing, and according to their language. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name, and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by posts on horses and riders, on camels and mules and young dromedaries. Our subject today is the blessedness of deliverance. As we look again at Esther for a moment or two, we shall see set forth before us once again. The experience of Esther is a picture of our salvation. As I've said it before, I'll say it again. What Esther experienced physically is what we experience spiritually when the Lord God of heaven began deals with our hearts and brings us unto Christ. Now, Esther's experience is a picture of our redemption. And my friend, I hope you know what I'm talking about. Well, someone might say, well, give us some of the details if it's possible for you to do so. I'll be glad to do so. And we find the details are these. There's five of them. Number one, Esther was singled out by the decree of the king. In Esther chapter 2, and we find verses 1 through 4, these words. And after these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti, what she had done, and what was decreed against her. Then said the king's servants and ministered unto him, Let there be fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, under the custody of Hedge, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let things be given them for purification. And let the maiden which pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now what do we have here? Esther's experience is a picture of our salvation. She was singled out by the decree of the king. And are you listening? When God sets out to save a sinner, what does he do? He singles out that individual. That individual has been singled out by God before the foundation of the world, because Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7 brings that out very clearly. Then there's a second thing that goes with it. What is it? There's a special call that separates the individual from the others. In Esther chapter 2 and verse 8, we read, So it came to pass when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together under Shushan the palace to the custody of Hegai, that Esther was brought also under the king's house to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. Now what do we have here? Here we have the special call. And my friend, I want to tell you right now, when God saves a sinner, what does he do? He singles out that individual by the decree of the king. Because before the foundation of the world, God had decreed those that are to be converted. then the second thing is this. There's a special call that's given to the individual. I've had people tell me that wrote commentaries on Esther, and they said that this was a beauty contest, and Esther had no right entering into that beauty contest. Esther had no choice, because the special call of the king came to her, and when those men of them sought her out, they brought her to the house of Hegai. And are you listening? When God sets out to save a sinner, what does he do? He does the same thing. Now someone might say, can I prove that? I can prove that in the Word of God from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verses 13 and 14. And I invite you to listen to it as I turn to it at this present hour. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. Listen to it. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Esther was singled out by the decree of the king. Then a special call was given unto Esther, which separated her from the others. And are you listening? That takes place also in the salvation of every individual. I hope you know what I'm talking about. You may be studying the Word of God, and what will happen is this. God will suddenly and positively give you that call. He'll single you out, give you a special call in which he'll call you by name. And I'll tell you right now, you'll know that he's called you, and you'll never get over it. And then you'll find out also when that takes place. The second thing is this. You'll find out the condition that you were in. Now, Esther was singled out by the decree of the king. But then we find also Esther. Listen now, Esther was sentenced to death because of her position. Now someone might say, now, preacher, what in the world are you talking about there? Well, go back again, if you will, to Esther chapter 2, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. The book of Esther in chapter 2, and we find, listen carefully, if you will, the Word of God brings it up, Esther chapter 2, because she was singled out by Haman, and Haman was out to do one thing. To what? To destroy the entire race of the Jews in the kingdom of Ahasuerus. And Esther was sentenced to death because of her position. Listen again, if you will. Esther chapter 3, I should say, and we find verses 8 through 10, these weren't. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there's a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep there the king's laws, therefore it is not for the king's prophet to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business to bring it into the king's treasury. And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. And what do we have here? When God sets out and saves a sinner, that individual is singled out by the decree of the king. Then God opens the sinner's heart. He shows the individual that he's what? He's been sentenced to death because of the broken law of which he is guilty. You see, every individual is born in this world a lawbreaker. That's what took place when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. He broke all the Ten Commandments, and even though they hadn't been given at that time. And Esther was born a Jew. Therefore, the king Ahasuerus' decree that was written by Haman singled out. It singled out the Jews. And are you listening? When God sets out to save a sinner, he does the same thing. He shows us very clearly that we are in what? We are a sinner by birth, by nature, by practice, by choice, and also by divine decree. And then coupled with that, we are bound by a law which cannot be broken. Now the same thing is true with regard to Esther. In Esther chapter 3, and we find again, the Word of God brings this out in verse 12. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written, according to all that Haman had commanded, unto the king's lieutenants, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people, every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, in the name of the king Ahasuerus written, and sealed with the king's rings. Now listen again. We find in verse 14, the copy of the writing for commandment to be given in every province was published unto all the people that they should be ready against that day. Now how come? Because you see the law of the king was absolutely irrevocable. They couldn't change it. And we see it set forth in the book of Esther. And are you listening? The law of God is irrevocable. It can't be changed. Every sinner outside of Christ is under the condemnation of the law of God. And I'll tell you right now, the vast majority of people don't know that. When God, the Holy Spirit, opens our hearts and shows us that we have been singled out by the decree of the King, we've been sentenced to death because of our position, and we're bound by the law, which could not be broken, and we find the same thing is true today. And with regard to King Ahasuerus, that law could not be broken, and so what did they do? They had to write another edict that counteracted that law. But with regard to the New Testament, we find very clearly the law of God was fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ, so it was not broken. Instead, it was fulfilled. And Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every sinner that believes. And my friend, I hope you're in that category. The third thing was this. When Esther was brought to realize the situation that she was in, we find in Esther chapter 4, she was to sue for mercy because that was the only thing she could do. The only recourse she had was to sue for mercy. And in Esther chapter 4, and we find very clearly these words beginning in verse 14. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. And I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. Esther was suing for mercy. It was her only recourse. And my friend, the only way you're ever going to be converted, you're going to sue for mercy before the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to take your place, like Esther took her place before the king, and you're going to sue for mercy. And I'll tell you right now, you won't know what happens until it takes place. The greatest thing that takes place is this. The Lord God of heaven will reach down and save you. And the greatest thing that took place with regard to Esther, what happened? I'll tell you right now, she was supernaturally delivered by the king. Now, preacher, where in the world do you find that? In Esther chapter 7, and we find in verses 1 through 10, this is brought out, and Esther is bringing her case before the king Ahasuerus, and the king said these words. Then, who is he and where is he that durst presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. And Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king, arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, went into the palace garden. And Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Now what happened? All right, the king returned out of the palace garden unto the place of the banquet of wine. And Haman was fallen upon the bed where Esther was. Then said the king, will he force the queen also before me in the house? As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And what did the king do? The king said, hang him thereon, because Haman had prepared a gallows for Mordecai, and instead he was hung under it. Now what do you have here? Esther was supernaturally delivered by the king. And my friend, when the Lord God of heaven saves us, you and I are supernaturally delivered by the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Isaiah chapter 38 and verse 17 is so precious, where it says these words, behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast, in love to my soul, delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sin behind thy back. And Christ is the end of the law for righteousness, and I'll tell you right now, the Lord Jesus was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification, and I hope you know what I'm talking about. You see, this is the experience of Esther with regard to salvation. And this is your experience if you've come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we find, last of all, what happened. Esther was saved from destruction, determined on the others. Listen again. Esther was delivered. Because what happened? In verse 9, Harbona, one of the chamberlains before the king, said, behold also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standeth in the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him thereon. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. What do we have here? Esther was saved from destruction, determined on others. Haman was put to death by King Ahasuerus. But we find, are you listening? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we find the Word of God brings this out. Listen to what it says. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we awake or sleep, we should live together with Him. And how true that is. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know what I'm talking about? This is what takes place when God reaches out to save a sinner. It might not be as clear to you as I've set it forth, but my friend, I'll tell you right now, you'll have these general characteristics that will be written upon your heart. You'll know that God has singled you out because you'll be brought into His presence. He'll begin to talk to you by the power of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. It'll come into the deepest recesses of your heart. And that'll be the decree of God that singled you out. Secondly, when the Lord God of heaven does that, the Holy Spirit comes in and He convicts of sin, of righteousness, and of the judgment to come. And I'll tell you right now, you'll begin to take your place before the Lord God of heaven, a condemned sinner. And then, the only thing that'll happen is this. God does the same thing. He puts a cry in your heart, and you begin to sue for mercy. We become like the publican, as he bowed his heart before the Lord God of heaven, smote himself upon the breast, and cried out from the pathos of his soul, God be merciful to me, the sinner. And then what happens is this, as Esther was supernaturally delivered by the king, so the Lord God of heaven will supernaturally deliver you and me when that takes place, because what happened? We are transported or translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of God's dear Son, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And then what happened? We are given God's eternal salvation so that we are saved from the destruction that's going to come upon this world and upon every sinner outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. The greatest thing that can take place in your life and in your heart is when the Lord Jesus Christ stops by your heart's door, opens your understanding, and shows you very clearly who you are and what you are and the judgment you're under, puts that cry in your soul, and you can't stop crying until that answer comes. And then I'll tell you right now, you'll know what it means for the Lord God of heaven to spare you. You see, Esther experienced this physically. You and I experience this spiritually. But are you listening? It's just as real to us as it is to Esther, because it takes place in the deepest recesses of our soul. And I'll tell you right now, when God reaches down to save us, what does He do? He delivers our soul from the pit of corruption, because He casts all our sin behind His back. And then not only that, He gives us the assurance that He's delivered us. As Esther was given the assurance by the king, he wrote the law, whereby the law that condemned the Jews was counteracted by the law that was given to the Jews, whereby they could protect themselves. And my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth, because the Lord Jesus Christ took our place, fulfilled the law, died in our stead, that we might be redeemed through Him. It's the greatest thing that can take place this side of eternity when it happens to you personally. Oh, I hope you know what I'm talking about. My hope is that something has been said that the Lord will use even at this hour. Until we meet again, this is Pastor North here of the Mercies of God saying goodbye for now, and oh, may the Lord spare you before it's too late.